A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. As I think you heard, my name is Gary Weissman. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Mandeville in Jamaica. And once each year in all the parishes throughout your diocese, a missionary is invited to be able to share the needs of God's poor and to ask you to help us to bring them dignity. So I'm very grateful to the Archdiocese, the Mission Office, Father Ricky, to all of you here at Holy Family for welcoming me this weekend. When we think of Jamaica, what do we think of? Ocho Rios, Montego Bay. Think of a great place for a honeymoon or a vacation. Some think of Bob Marley and his reggae music. Now, very often after an evening mass, people will tell me that they were thinking just a little bit about our great Jamaican rum. Oh, I heard an over there. Yeah. And then the next morning, they all want Blue Mountain coffee. And who here could forget the Jamaican bobsled team? All of that is part of Jamaica. But the reality of Jamaica is very different. Jamaica is very poor. Jamaica is among the poorest countries in our hemisphere after Haiti. And the Diocese of Mandeville is the poorest of the three dioceses in Jamaica. Though not all Catholic, there's over 500,000 people in our diocese, and about half have no running water. There's an alarming number of destitute elderly, an unbelievable number of abandoned, neglected, and abused kids. Youth between the ages of 15 and 19, about 25% of them are functionally illiterate. They can't read or write. Many still use a very primitive means to dispose of their own personal waste. They go out into the bushes, and then they have to cleanse themselves with leaves from the ground. And the average wage earner makes about $50 a week. Jamaica is very poor. But with the help of the First World, we in the Diocese of Mandeville strive each and every day to, first of all, bring to our people God's word in our Catholic tradition. But we strive also to bring to them at least some of the dignity they deserve. Why? Because they are the children of God. And so we have a program that helps youth get a start in life. They come each day, they get some education, but more importantly, they learn to trade. So that later in life, they'll be able to go out and they'll be able to support the families that they will bring into this world. Kids that need a start in life. We also have a home for 75 destitute elderly people. Folks in their late 60s, 70s, and 80s who've been discarded. Some are found sleeping on the side of the road, others in ditches. One poor woman was living in a cave. The home that we provide is not like your typical American facility. Our people live in dormitory-style living, four, five, six to a room. They walk down one corridor for the meals, another corridor for the facilities, but at least they're living with some of the dignity they deserve, because they are the children of God. 75 people, 365 days a year. In our diocese, we build little homes for people. I thought that was odd. I was getting acquainted with the diocese, and I said to the bishop, why? And he said to me, well, you'll understand, Gary, when we go to the Jenkins and you see their home. Well, friend, the home was a shack. It was made of wood, tin, and palm frond, about as wide as the first pew here in front of me, and went back three or four seats at the most. The first part of the house, of the shack, had to be a kitchen. Lying on the dirt, there was no flooring, of course. Lying on the dirt was a small hibachi-like thing that they used to cook with. On the other side of that was certainly the bedroom. Lying on that dirt was one dirty, filthy, sweat-ridden, and very smelly mattress with no sheets on it. And that was it, no running water, no electricity, but a home, if you will, for a mom, a dad, and their 9 children. The little homes we build are not much by American standards. They cost $6,000 to build. I hear you can't get much in this neighborhood for that, right? Right. Well, these homes are 40 by 28. They have a roof, a floor, sides, windows, even a small porch out front. You or I would use this for a shed in the backyard to store things. But when you've been living in worse conditions than we here would ever allow our domestic pets to live in, these little homes become castles for those who have them. The day we were there, Bishop Boyle promised the Jenkins family that hopefully they'd have a home to live in one day. And thank God, today they do. Little homes for the poorest of God's poor. We now have 20 parishes and 3 missions. As I was getting acquainted, I met a Father Peter outside the front door of his church. And one of the first things he mentioned to me, he says, you know, many of my people walk 2 to 3 hours every single Sunday in the very hot and very humid weather of Jamaica. By the way, I did not bring this heat, okay? I promise I didn't. They walk to church. He said to me, they come to pray and to stay. Well, when he said that, I was a little confused. I understood the prayer part, but I said to him, what do you mean they come to stay? And he said to me, well, with the Jamaican people, if Mass doesn't last at least 2 hours, and the priest homily isn't well over 1 hour, they feel they haven't even been to church. So my prayer is no one has brunch reservations today, huh? He told me, he said that one day 2 kids in the parish came running down the hill crying. And when he asked them what was wrong, they said, Father, please come with us. Our mom's going to kill herself. He went right back up, only to find that mom sitting on the bench, bawling her eyes out. When he asked her what was wrong, she said, Father, I don't want to go on in life anymore. I don't want to live. Look at my kids. They're starving. I have no money to buy food. It's always that way. That is very sad. But in all of our parishes, we try to meet not only spiritual needs, but also very basic needs of God's people. So Father Peter went back down to the parish. He gathered up beans and rice, enough that would feed the family for about a week, and he brought them back in just a brown paper bag. And he gave them to that mom. He said with a big, big smile on her face, she hugged him, she thanked him, and then she wandered off. Well, when she did come back, he told me, he says, I asked her what happened. Where had she gone? And I'll never forget what he said her response was. She said, well, Father, there's another single mom just down the pathway that feels the way I do because she can't feed her kids either. So I took half of the beans and rice you gave me, and I gave them to the other mom and to her family. And that touched my heart, because that's the living story of the widow's mite that we read in Scripture. Friends, I truly believe our God has empowered people in first world countries like our own to be part of what changes that face of poverty, neglect, devastation, in the lives of God's people. Giving for you and for me here in America isn't so much a financial decision. Think about it. We have what we need, and we have much of what we may want. Giving for us is very much a spiritual decision. In the gospel today, and Father Leo referred to it as we began our liturgy today, in the gospel today, we hear the Lord saying, you are Peter, and upon this rock, I will build my church. So often when we think of church, we think of beautiful structures like your church building here at Holy Family. But what the Lord is speaking about and what is true is, while this is a church, friends, we are the church. We are the church. You are Peter, and upon this rock, I will build my church. And each of us is part of church, is called, as Father Leo was suggesting, we are called to ministry. We are called to outreach. We are called to love in the name of the Lord. And just as Jesus always heard the cry of the poor and the poor in spirit and always responded, we too are called to hear that cry, and to respond in the name of the Lord. And so today in our church, as you know, there are two collections. The first collection at offertory time will be for your parish of the Holy Family and for your beautiful church building. Please, please be generous in your first collection as you always are. Otherwise, Father Ricky will never have me back again. Then the second collection, the one after Holy Communion, will be for the poor of the Diocese of Mandeville. $10 buys beans and rice, enough to feed a family for a week, the cost of a couple value meals at Burger King. $40 feeds a family for a month. $100 helps to provide medicines for the kids at the program, the old folks at the home, and the many that come to our clinics. We have clinics out in the bush for people who can't get care anywhere else. $100? That's the cost of maybe one not-so-good seat to a pro football game at Sci-Fi Stadium. $500 helps to keep the doors of our schools open, our grammar schools, our high school, so the kids can learn and learn about the Lord. $500's a lot of money. At the same time, that's the cost of maybe one day of a family summer vacation when you add up all the costs and divide it by the days of vacation. And for $6,000, we could build a humble home. I tell, being at dinner one evening with good friends, they said, you know, we're going to update the kitchen. I said, why? They said, we want a new look. And I said to them, well, then I've got a great idea. But what you all have to understand is the last thing any of my friends want is for me to have a great idea. So I said to them, how about after dinner, we go down to Home Depot, we'll get a can of paint, a new color. I'll help you paint. You'll have a new look. And I said, and you can write a check for $6,000 so a family has a home. Well, friends, that was the end of that conversation, at least that night. And the next week when we got together, they said, you know, we've been praying and thinking about the house and kitchen. We would like to update. We don't need to. Here's a check so a family has a home. Friends, I invite you today, if you'd like to support our ministries and our outreach, I invite you to make not so much a contribution, but rather a spiritual sacrifice that helps to bring dignity to God's poor. Someone here may be able to provide just one brick to help build a home. For that person, it is a sacrifice. Others may be able to write a check so a family has a home. And yet others might be able to provide a neighborhood. What is important in our relationship with the Lord, what's important for our spiritual life, friends, is not an amount. It's not an amount. What is important? The sacrifice we make. If you'd like to write a check, please write it to Holy Family Church, write Jamaica where it says memo, and put it in the second collection basket. There are also some green envelopes in the pockets in front of you. On the back side it says Mission Cooperative Plan. If you'd like to write a check and don't have one with you, please take one of these home with you. Right? And you could write the check again to Holy Family. Please write Jamaica on the bottom where it says memo. If you put it in one of these envelopes and drop it in whatever the collection basket, there's one or two next week, anything in these envelopes will go to our mission in the Diocese of Mandeville. And if you lose the envelope, any white envelope from Home Works, just write for Jamaica on the front of it, and you could drop it by the parish or in the collection basket next week. With all my heart, thank you. Thank you for whatever sacrifice you might make. The first collection today is for you and your parish, your beautiful church. Second collection is for the poor that now together we serve through your support and our ministry in the Diocese of Mandeville. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, Father Leo, I have 40.